On this episode of UO Explorers, we give you our top 5 quick service items at the resort that we have actually tried. Join us as we explore Universal Orlando. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the UO Explorers podcast. I'm Kobe.
I'm Holly.
And together, we're going to explore everything that Universal Orlando has to offer. As you heard in the teaser today, we are each giving you our top 5 quick service items that we have actually tried in the parks or at the resort in general. But first, where can everyone find us on social media, Holly?
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Twitter.
You can also find us on Patreon, and when you become a patron, you receive access to such wonderful, amazing, splendiferous things as monthly AMAs. You will also get a thank you for becoming a patron shout out, a happy birthday shout out, and access to Patreon exclusive episodes. That's not an echo, by the way. Somebody just decided recently that they were going to plagiarize my work. So I'm just going to go ahead and repeat myself all the time from now on. That way you can make sure that you get it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Makes it easier to copy, copy, copy. Anyway, by the way, it was no one in the theme park community. You people are actually cool. Sports community. All right, Holly. Are you ready to dive in?
I am.
No, because...
Oh, you're right.
Today's episode is brought to you by who? Today's episode is brought to you by Favorite Grampy Travels, a Universal preferred travel agency. We say it every episode. I'm going to say it again. If you are planning a trip, just go with a travel agent. If you're not an expert, and even if you are, just go with a travel agent. It's not going to cost you any money, and they probably know a couple of tips and tricks that'll make your vacation a little bit more, I'm not going to say magical, a little bit more enjoyable. If you want magic, you go to Disney. And I'm pretty sure they can hook you up with Disney too, but just go to Universal instead. Your vacation will be a little more universally appealing.
That's nice.
That's a good one. I like that.
Universally appealing.
Don't plagiarize it, people. Anyway, we're going to dive in. So today we are talking about our top 5 quick service items that we have actually tried. And these have to be items that are readily available. These are not specialty, seasonal type things.
True. First off, though, I just want to apologize for my voice. I am sick again. This is like the 5th time this winter already. And I just keep getting laryngitis. I get like a cold, I get the sniffles, and then I just lose my voice, which is great for teaching and podcasting, which are the 2 things I do.
Yeah, I had a bout in the fall where I lost my voice, but I like lost my voice, but I was also in the middle of fall basketball.
Oh, that's tough.
So I was just screaming things from the sideline, but nobody could actually hear me because I wasn't saying anything. There was no sound coming out. They just knew I was mad.
Yeah, this morning was worse, but I haven't talked for a few hours before recording this. So we'll see how far I get.
All right, so Holly's going to be leading this one.
Yes. And I also want to say, I feel like my picks would be like my perfect day of food. Right? This lineup is chef's kiss.
Calm down.
No.
Do you even know a chef? Perfect.
That's a good question.
You don't even know a chef, but you're so sure that one would kiss you?
No.
Calm down. That's narcissism.
I don't think I know a chef.
Hines.
Oh, he is a chef. Oh, chef's kiss.
Oh, God. I don't think he listens, but if he does, Jeff, you're gross.
Well. All right. Anyway, first up, I have the jacket potato.
All right. I also had that on my list, but I will let you pontificate.
Yes, you can find this at the London Taxi Hut in London across from Grimald Place. Is that how you actually say that?
Moving on.
Yeah. It's so good. It's just a hot baked potato. I like the loaded one.
Nothing says relaxing on a summer day like a hot baked potato.
It's just so good, though. Definitely shareable. I like it loaded with bacon, cheese, sour cream, and they definitely load it up. I adore it.
Do you prefer that to the shepherd's pie one?
Yes.
I don't know if I do.
Well, you have to get your own potato then.
Because... No, I would say like they're pretty dead even for me, but like I wouldn't, like if you gave me one, I wouldn't be disappointed that I didn't have the other. I thought they were both delicious.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah, like no beef here. Just, well, actually literally beef with the shepherd's pie. Sorry. I'll be quiet. All right. Up first on my list, I have the pizza stuffed pretzel. Oh, and I'm adding something here. If either of us has it on the other list, get a backup prepared. Oh, no. Can't think of anything, right? Well, yeah. Oh, good. Perfect. I'll let you talk about the pizza stuffed pretzel if you want to continue to work out your voice here.
No. You said it. It's yours. Where can you find a pizza stuffed pretzel?
You can find it in Marvel Superhero Island. Where? At one of the kiosks. Which one? Shut up.
No. It's the slush stand.
So I get the Mandela effect because there are a bunch of kiosks in a row over there and I never know which one it is. I thought it's not lemon slush. It is lemon slush?
I think so. It's the last one before you get into...
Toon Lagoon? Okay. Well, whatever. It's a delicious, delicious pretzel. It's basically just got a pizza inside of it. It's got like all the ingredients for a pizza stuffed inside of a pretzel. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's called a pizza stuffed pretzel. Doesn't take that much imagination, right? It's delicious. And we are less than a month. No, we are about a month from our next trip where I will be enjoying one.
It is so good.
Right, like we're going February break, right? Like we don't have to go crazy on the rides here.
No, especially during Mardi Gras.
I can just eat.
It's going to be a lot about the food.
Oh, it is Mardi Gras though.
Yeah.
Gift cards.
Yes. Mardi Gras gift cards. Yeah, no, that pizza stuffed pretzel was so good. We only recently discovered that one.
Yesterday.
Very recent. All right. On my list, I have the Buffalo Chicken Tater Tots from Green Eggs and Ham.
All right. Time to find something else for my list.
This is just, it's like a pie plate full of tater tots. Super crispy. Just cheese, bunch of chicken, buffalo sauce. It is delicious. I always feel like you gotta get tater tots. Like they never come out really great at home, I feel. You gotta get them fried. It's just a perfect snack, great for sharing as well. I love it.
Preferably fried. Do you know what that's from?
The Simpsons.
Mm-mm.
I have no idea.
You're never gonna get this one. Take two more guesses because I just want you to be...
Is it animated?
No. You're not gonna get it. I will just say it's from my favorite movie of all time.
Triple X, State of the Union.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
I know your favorite movie, that you always say that's your favorite movie of all time.
No, that's still impressive because you listened to me. All right, who do you think said it?
Ice Cube.
Wow! You don't even get him when it's a show that you've seen, even if it's recent, but you got that one.
I listen to things you say.
No, you don't.
Not really, but...
Yes, it is from Triple X State of the Union.
Boom. I win for the day.
My favorite action movie of all time. I also love the tots, by the way. In the last time that we got the tots, they actually only took about 10 minutes to come out. We took them over to Circus McGurkus. Delicious.
It's like a good filling snack for a lot of nuts. For a reasonable amount.
For a lot of not of money?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
A reasonable amount.
Yeah. No, I can definitely get behind that. But the next up on my list is actually going to be the frozen butterbeer. Is that in your list?
That was already my backup to something else.
Yeah.
Yes, I do love the butterbeer as well.
Frozen butterbeer. I love frozen butterbeer.
You love it more than I do. I like it. I'm not a cream soda fanatic or that kind of
this is,
flavor, but it is very good.
This is quick service and it extends to drinks and snacks as well. So everybody calm down out there. I do love frozen butterbeer. It is the best to grab in Diagon Alley, take it over to Nocturne Alley, or to grab it at the Hogshead and take it over out back onto the porch, where you can see Velocicoaster absolutely destroying the fourth wall of the Wizarding World and probably upsetting J.K. Rowling, which is just a wonderful bonus. I absolutely love frozen butterbeer. I have nothing against hot or regular, but frozen is my favorite. So it's what it is.
Sure. Fair enough. It is really good. Especially on a hot, hot day.
I am shocked that you like it because you hate anything remotely butterscotch flavored.
I do like the frozen one better. I feel like it's less butterscotchy than the cold.
All right, that's fair.
Mm. It's like a little more creamy than butterscotchy.
All right, what do you got up next here?
Well, I need to think of a backup eventually. But my next one is a semi-retired item. I, in general, really love the crepes from Central Park Crepes.
That's fine. I was considering putting that as well. I did not.
Favorite one, though, they don't currently have the carnitas crepes. That one was my favorite.
Just say the savory crepe.
Fine. The savory crepe in general, I like more than the sweet crepes there. I feel like most of the things that I have on my list have been savory.
Yeah. But you don't have much of a sweet tooth.
No, not really.
I do. I have a gutter palate. I'll eat anything. I don't even care. I'd probably eat trash if I had to.
Well, not that. But I do like sweet things, but I guess I prefer a little savory here. But no, it's so good. It comes out. They're all made fresh. You can literally watch them make it in the stand. It's like cheesy.
Cheese?
Yeah. The cheese is definitely a highlight. I don't know. The meat was real tender. They put the, I think like the green hot sauce and the carnitas one at the time, sour cream.
Green hot sauce is money. Ooh. I don't know what makes it green, but it's delicious.
It was so good. If you get a crepe, use my hack. Try not, I don't really use the fork too much. I just peel the paper off from around the crepe. Much easier to eat, I think.
Oh, one time I had it without the green hot sauce because some lady at the crepe stand like threw a little fit.
Oh yeah, I remember saying that.
Kid who was behind the counter, and he was just looking at me, and I was like, "Dude, just give her mine. I'll take the one without the hot sauce. I won't die. It'll be fine."
Yeah, I think right now they have brisket, which is also.
She looks very. Let me talk to the manager-y. So, I got you. Be nice to TMs. Be mean to, I don't know.
Mean people.
Yeah, mean people. Exactly.
It'll help them be nicer. All right. You're up next. You're not going to steal my last one. So you're up.
All right. I got the Kong dog.
All right. That was not on my list. I like it, but not on my list.
It is delicious and it is best utilized as a life-saving device. Should your wife ever pass out in Camp Jurassic, bring her right back to life. The You need to eat when we go on vacation.
I get too excited the first day. I want to do everything.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't want to stop and eat.
That doesn't make
things.
Any sense. You could also just eat before.
No time.
Oh, see, like, yeah, I don't know. There's that saying, eat to live, not live to eat. Yeah, opposite. I live to eat.
We definitely eat in the airport, like on our way down.
That's true.
But that was at least like 4 hours before that.
But. So the Kong dog, first of all, is about 9 feet long, not literally, but it is massive. It's definitely bigger than a foot. And it's basically served in like, I think it's like pretzel bread, but imagine like a baguette.
Mm.
It's like the thickest bread in the world. There's no business putting a hot dog inside this bread, but it's delicious.
No business.
It just makes
literally
no sense.
Literally a business.
It's got its like cheese sauce or whatever going with it. It's fantastic. Again, gutter palate. So like the 2 foot long hot dog. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Very good. All right. This is the one sweet thing I have on my list so far because I still need to pack up. It's going to be Dole Whip. I feel like on every Disney list, Dole Whip is a must-get snack, and it's rarely mentioned at Universal, even though it's sold. They got it at Schwab's Pharmacy in Studios and over at Wimpy's in Islands of Adventure. It's just real good.
Disney does have some pretty good food We got that chicken sandwich, that like really good chicken sandwich when we were walking through like the Six Flags section of Magic Kingdom.
Yes, true.
That was such a good sandwich.
Yeah, it actually was. But I feel like Dole Group gets all the credit at Disney and like not, you don't even hear about it at Universal.
That's fair.
So it's on my list. I love Dole Whip.
Yeah, Dole Whip is pretty good.
More than pretty good.
Okay. Dole Whip is delicious.
Yes.
But not as delicious as the Rib Witch.
Did
you hear that?
Was that John Self messaging you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what that was. I can hear the ping already.
Yes.
The Rib Witch. I have a gutter palate. And honestly, I don't get to Fast Food Boulevard often enough. And no, I don't want to talk about the rumor. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the rumor. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about this rumor that potentially Simpsons could be closing and being replaced by Pokemon in the next year or two. I don't want to talk about it, all right? When we actually get some real information, we can talk about it. I don't need to be upset right now.
Problem with Universal, though, is the real information will be like, it's closing next week.
No, it won't be. It won't be. I'm willing it into the universe. It won't be that.
Okay.
I don't want,
you never know.
If that happens, I'm going to have some words to say, but not today. So I'm going to Fast Food Boulevard in February, and I'm getting a Rib Witch. It's rib meat in a sandwich with curly fries. I like it.
And coleslaw too, right?
And coleslaw, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a few years. But I really, really enjoy it. Because again, what we already said. And Universal doesn't have, not that this is really barbecue, but like they don't have much to satisfy that like barbecue itch. There's definitely some options over at Thunder Falls Terrace, but.
Right. And I really want some, like, I really like barbecue.
I feel like I don't really go to islands all that often with, like, food in mind. Although I know, like, I've named a bunch of things that are from islands. Studios really does feel like the food part.
I think it's because we usually start at studios. We usually get, like, lunch there and then head over to islands.
Okay, that's fair.
So by that time, I'm like, we'll get something back at the hotel.
That's just you. I could literally eat like every 15
minutes.
You?
I always want to eat stuff. And you're like, nope, got to take more steps.
I mean, I could take steps while I eat.
You can. That I know for sure.
I have been like working out more and I'm like hungry all the time.
Perfect for Universal then.
Yeah, 100%. I don't want to talk about this rumor.
You know, could I tell me twice? What's up next? Eat more snacks.
Just tell me what's next in your list. I don't want to think about it.
So I'm going to have to think about it a little bit because I need to think of one more.
You still don't have one?
No.
Whatever you do, don't say cauldron cake.
Oh, I'm not going to say cauldron cake. That's all you.
Well, it's not on my list.
Oh.
Here's my backup. I do love me a cauldron cake, though. You didn't even come prepared.
I came with one backup.
Oh, don't say goose juice.
Nope. I'm not going to say goose juice either.
Really?
Nope.
Goose juice is really good, though. You like moose juice because, exactly. Yeah, your orange nonsense.
I could say pumpkin juice. I do really like the pumpkin juice.
Is that what you're going with? Don't say Florian Fortescue's ice cream.
We haven't had too many flavors there.
Butterbeer ice cream's good. Oh, I think I got that chocolate chili one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That was pretty good. It was weird eating spicy ice cream, but it was good.
I'm not a chocolate ice cream based gal, so.
All right, I stalled long enough for you. Let's go.
I think I'll go pumpkin juice. I do like a good year-round pumpkin juice availability. Get it with that.
What do you mean year-round? Like pumpkin.
Where am I going to get pumpkin juice right now?
Where are you going to get pumpkin juice anywhere? Tell me one place. Tell me one place in New England where you can get pumpkin juice. Not pumpkin spice nonsense. Pumpkin juice. Go ahead. You probably have to stab a pumpkin.
You know what I'm thinking of? Like pumpkin cider. Like
No, that's not pumpkin juice. That's pumpkin you're right. Cider.
That's what I was like kind of equating it to.
Okay.
Like the alcoholic cider.
Now the ciders are drunk.
No, not like that. I'm sorry, cider. No, the non-alcoholic pumpkin cider at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Very serious. It is really, really good. I'm going to get that next time you get a butterbeer.
Okay. That's cool.
I do really like it.
I got no problem with that. The last item on my list, chicken stingers.
Ooh, yeah.
I do like the chicken fingers over at, or chicken tenders or whatever they're called, over at Burger Digs. But I even more so prefer the chicken stingers over in, Lost Continent.
Mm-hmm.
They are spicy chicken tenders. Again, this is not ground. This is not groundbreaking stuff.
I think it's just a little bit different stuff done well, right?
What do you mean a little bit different? I mean, it's literally just chicken dipped in. It's a chicken tender dipped in buffalo sauce.
I mean, like our list kind of in general.
Well, this is like the easily accessible stuff. So like if you asked me like my top five things I've ever had quick service at the resort, it changes dramatically.
Right.
But like a lot of things that we have that are delicious are limited time only. They're in, they're out, you know, or they're not at all.
Right, right.
Like some really good stuff that we've had at Halloween Horror Nights.
Mardi Gras last year. Obviously Mardi Gras.
That chicken schnitzel was ridiculous. There's a lot of stuff that we had at Mardi Gras that I was like, whoa. But that's, you know, comes and goes. Sometimes doesn't come back at all.
Mm. Though making this list, I was kind of looking up different food online to kind of jog my memory. And there's a lot of stuff that we still haven't had yet that
name like, three things.
Apple pie from the Three Broomsticks.
Okay.
Empanadas.
I would say anything from the Three Broomsticks.
Empanadas in
Natural Selections.
Yes.
It was just on the screen a second ago.
Yeah. Oh, I did not say it because of that. And I saw someone have a pretty good looking pumpkin cake in, where do you get the desserts? In Diagon Alley.
Are you saying like handsome?
What?
Like the pumpkin cake was handsome?
It was good looking.
Okay.
Well, it had a licorice stem, so that could be yours.
All right.
Where's the desserts from?
Why do you keep asking me that?
So I know the store. Like where we get the cauldron cake from.
Is that Honey Dukes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Honey Dukes.
Is it?
Honey Dukes is in Hogsmeade.
Yeah, I know that. Now, oh my God. I don't even know if I've ever gotten a cauldron cake from... Okay, I guess we got to do this.
You know, I don't like the photos that they put on the sign-in. For the app, it's either the Grinch or Shrek, and it makes it look like my profile picture. I am not the Grinch or Shrek. It's a little rude. All right, let's see. Zoom in.
The interface on this website is absolutely the worst. Right? Like, it has to be the worst.
I agree.
Sugar Plum Sweet Shop.
Oh, that's why I can't think of it. Yes.
Yeah, Honeydew's not on the other side. Well, I was thinking... Weasley's Wizard Wheezes, but I was like, I don't think that's the spot.
Sugar Plums.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I would have never thought of that.
No, not at all.
I feel better about not knowing that, actually.
All right, you got anything else to add here?
No, just that I think our list is always expanding, always new stuff to try.
Well, there you go.
We'll keep on going.
On that note, thank you all for listening. If you'd like to get involved in the conversation, reach out to us on social media. Be sure to check out our Patreon. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts if you happen to feel that way about us. If you feel anything less than a 5-star, maybe you just keep it to yourself. Once again, thank you all for listening. And as always, safe travels, explorers.